Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
All right, if you do, you've come to the right place. Travel, an important thing for lots and lots of people who want to enjoy some time away planning winter vacations now that summertime seems to be waning. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. We're going to talk about whether it's fair that the Persian Gulf carriers and other carriers for other countries get subsidies, and how does that hurt our flagship carriers. Is there a $1 sale? $1 ticket available, and if so, where? And if not, what do we have in terms of the snooze, you lose airfares? Tom Parsons with the details up next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, you've been left out. You're rejected. So how much does that hurt? Actually, a lot. Here's the biological science of it.
I'm a loser.
Your kid didn't get picked for the team, your daughter didn't make cheerleader, and you're left out on a promotion that you thought was guaranteed. Anytime we're left out, neglected, ignored, excluded, even in an internet chat room, it impacts our brain. Some people are so hurt by being left out, they actually become passive and numb. Why? Recent brain imaging suggests that people who are left out are really crushed and hurt, and the part of the brain that responds to physical pain lights up too. What's the cheap psychological trick? Into everyone's life, some rejection will fall. The quicker you replace the rejection with a success, the quicker the pain will go away. Got a question about rejection? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, remote. Free from Apple allows you to sync and control iTunes and Apple TV from any iDevice over your home Wi-Fi network. Remote.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Tom Parsons here on the Good Day program discussing air fares and what you pay to go, whether it's domestically or internationally. A lot of U.S. airlines, as we were talking about last week, not happy because some of the business, they've expanded rapidly in the Middle East especially, added lots of planes and service. But is it because they're subsidized that they have better service? Is that the reason?
I'm not sure if that's the primary reason. I mean, I think I said off this last week to you that I hadn't even heard of an airline called Emirates 20 years ago.
Oh, no.
I mean, a sales rep came in and said, oh, you got to put your guys on Emirates. And, well, where do you fly out of? Europe. I go, well, I'm not going to send people to Europe to pick up Emirates. But all of a sudden, we got the open skies, and that's something the U.S. airlines wanted. And now you've got Emirates flying to what? They fly. They're also flying the newest equipment.
Yeah.
They're flying Dallas and Houston with the new Airbus 380s, you know, the double deckers.
These are junk.
They're going to Los Angeles, San Francisco. And yeah, that's going to put a dent in the traffic. And Delta says, hey, I'm going to have to pull back some of my planes to Dubai. Well, you only have one. So how much traffic, you know, and these guys are flying more. So I think they think it's a little dirty pool that these airlines are.
Well, is it
a good airline that takes you past the, you know, into the Middle East? They take you into, and they really are beating up these airlines pretty good.
So are they, if you will, cheating with subsidies? Is that true?
Well, you know, let's look at our subsidies. I mean, we give the airlines, we've given the airlines all kinds of subsidies over the years, from everything from bankruptcies. You tell me a U.S. airline other than Southwest that hasn't filed for bankruptcies. Tell me how the pension programs are working at the major airlines. They're under-subsidized because they're expecting the United States government to use. Look at 911. We gave the airlines billions of dollars to stay afloat. So it's not uncommon that countries
help someone. If they clean up their service, they'd be better off. Let's talk about the $1 Frontier sale.
Any news is good news, and you get $1 air travel. And tell me how many newspapers, how many TV stations, how many all that pick up on it, and it gets that name Frontier out there in the public eye. But you have to remember, Frontier is sort of like Spirit today. You have service fees, seat assignment fees. You have to pay for carry-on bag fees.
Junk airlines. Yeah. All right. So Frontier trying to make a name for themselves, so they offer a $1 fare for one day, and everybody covers it. Yeah, makes sense. Tom Parsons, check out the best fares at bestfares.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.